This is All Things Considered on KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. Today, Arkansas officials held a public hearing on the state's plan to use federal Medicaid money to buy private insurance for thousands of low-income residents. The hearing was the first of two that the state is holding before submitting its application to the federal government, which will have to give its final approval. Associated Press reporter Andrew DeMello covered today's hearing at UAMS. And Andrew, who were some of the people who came out, and what were their concerns?
There were a lot of folks who are involved in the Medicaid system, especially there were several community health centers that were represented at today's meeting. And, a big focus of the meeting today was from some of these centers who said that they're worried about a provision in the waiver that the state is submitting for the private option that these health centers say would end up cutting the reimbursements that they receive for their services.
And what would this affect their reimbursements?
It would change the way the reimbursements are calculated, under the provision, basically the federally qualified health centers and rural health centers would be reimbursed at rates negotiated with the insurance carriers that participate in the private option.
And are these community health centers asking for a change to be made?
They're asking for this provision to be dropped from the waiver. This seems to be something that doesn't really deal with kind of the heart of the private option in terms of the legislation that was approved. So these health centers they believe that there is some wiggle room on this waiver to remove this provision.
So officials seem to feel this might be a feasible request.
The state Medicaid director basically said he'll listen to those concerns. Didn't make any commitments about it. Really, the session today was just kind of the public comment, but this was a big theme of today's hearing.
What does the state need to do next to complete the process? We mentioned there is another hearing that will be happening, but to complete the process before submitting the final proposal to the federal government?
Well, right now they're in the middle of a 30-day public comment period, and they actually announced today that they're actually going to have three hearings total. So they've got two more hearings. There's going to be one in Fort Smith next week, and a third one, the date and location hasn't been determined yet. There'll also be a gathering public comment that people can submit on their own outside of these hearings. August 2nd is the date that Department of Human Services wants to submit this waiver to the federal government, and they're hoping to get approval from the feds by October 1st.
And any indication given what kind of reaction they've been getting, perhaps from regular Arkansans?
From this hearing today, it was a lot more advocates and folks who were involved in this. And really, the hearing kind of didn't really focus as much on the debate, kind of the larger political debate that we heard on private option during the session, and really got more into kind of the technical details of it and how the state would carry this out and what all is in this waiver.
That's Associated Press reporter Andrew DeMello, who again covered the first of three hearings that will now be held concerning the state's plan to use federal Medicaid money to buy private insurance, the so-called private option. Andrew, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
This is KUAR.